Man's pets. Most families in Lights Pass and the Barossa kept pets of one kind or another. Our family had a variety of pets in my youth, the 1930s and 40s, most of whom I claimed as mine. While Mother had her pet magpies, which she regularly fed at the back door, my father had a succession of pets, all cats, but one at a time. He always developed a special bond with his cats, which spent most of their lives indoors. Dad's study was special for them, always warm, especially in winter with the wood stove heater and plenty of chairs with soft cushions. But his cats were obedient. Because of his one short leg, Dad would sit on half of his chair with the cat beside him on the other half. The inviting odors of food were tempting for the cat, encouraging it to place a paw on the table. One reprimand from Dad and the cat would withdraw its paw, a well-behaved cat. When we were once on holidays in Port Elliot, our neighbors, the Jacobs, agreed to feed the cat. However, it refused their efforts and would not let them enter the house. Our local butcher from Anguston offered me a pet lamb, one that had been rejected by its mother. It was a playful lamb, and as it grew, I taught it some tricks. Standing at one end of the yard and the lamb at the other, we would face one another, and I would nod my head in a butting motion. The lamb would line me up, take aim, and race towards me. As it tried to butt, I would jump, and the lamb would run through my spread legs. Failing to make contact, the lamb would walk past me, walk to the other end, turn, take aim again, and attack. I always won. That is, until one evening Mother was walking through the lamb's field, but did not see or hear the lamb until it butted her from behind and sent her flying. I lost my pet lamb. The butcher was called and he took it away. Other pets at various times included rabbits, doves, guinea pigs, and even a possum. I loved them all. But there was one special pet which links me once more to the Willows Hospital. On one of his visits with Gary Schmidt to Kalalpanina, 90 miles north of Maree, to make contact with the Dheri Aborigines there, a former Lutheran mission known as Bethesda, my father brought back a small female kangaroo. I named this pet Hoppy, as she would follow me wherever I went, just one hop behind me. If I was wearing a cardigan and knelt down, using her front paws, Hoppy would open my neck area and hop in, her tail often giving me a whop in the face. She would remain there as long as I let her, and protest loudly when I took her out. She enjoyed hopping down our long linoleum-clad hallway, but slipped when trying to turn corners. When I left Lights Pass to attend Emmanuel College in Adelaide, my now full-grown Hoppy was transferred to the Willows Hospital to join their big red kangaroo in his long caged area. They were happy together and bred in captivity. With the closure of the hospital, the kangaroos were given to the Adelaide Zoo. Great memories and great pets.